With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Israeli military confirming top leader Yahya Sinwar was killed in a military operation in Gaza.
Initial DNA results indicate one of the three militants killed during the operation was Sinwar. He was a mastermind of the October 7, 2023 attack that triggered the war in Gaza. His death is a significant moment in Israel's year-long offensive against the militant group and may complicate efforts to release dozens of hostages held in Gaza. Sinwar became the head of Hamas after the killing of the previous leader in an explosion in Iran in July that was widely blamed on Israel.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Also at SRNNews.com, House Democrats launch a $3 million ad campaign focused on Project 2025. Bernie Bennett has more.
The House Democratic campaign arm on Wednesday launched a multi-million dollar ad blitz focused on Project 2025, a conservative blueprint for the next Republican presidency that Democrats have been trying to tie to former President Trump and GOP lawmakers. The digital Get Out the Vote ad from the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, or DCCC, will focus on different aspects of the agenda that Democrats have been condemning, like scaling back abortion access, eliminating the Department of Education, privatizing Social Security, and cutting overtime pay, according to a DCCC press release. Democrats and Republicans are in a fever pitch battle for the House majority, which could go in the direction of either party. Presently, the GOP holds a majority with a handful of seats. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits last week came back down to more recent ranges after a big jump for the week due to hurricanes in the southeast. Applications fell by 19,000 to 241,000 for the week of October 12th. This is SRN News. The oldest church in Armenia has been dug up. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Archaeologists have unearthed the building dating to the 300s, which is the oldest documented house of worship in the small, mostly Christian country that borders Turkey. The church has an octagonal design that was common at the time and is located in the ruins of the old city of Artazata. Archaeologists believe the building must have been richly decorated given the many shards of marble found at the site, a stone that would have had to have been imported from locations far away. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Biden administration has upgraded the records of more than 800 military personnel who were discharged for violating the former Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy on homosexuality. The move is the latest in a campaign by the administration to court LGBT voters in an election year. The records of the 800 former service members have been upgraded to honorably discharged. This is SRN News. Raytheon has agreed to pay millions to resolve bribery and fraud allegations.
RTX Corporation, the defense contractor formerly known as Raytheon, has agreed to pay $950 million to resolve allegations that it defrauded the government and paid bribes to a high-ranking Qatari military official from 2012 to 2016. The amount includes a $428 million settlement for lying to the government about its labor and material costs to justify costlier no-bid contracts in order to drive the company's profits higher. The company was also accused of double-billing the government on a weapons maintenance contract. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Oil company Phillips 66 shutting down a Los Angeles area refinery by the end of 2025. It accounts for about 8% of California's refining capacity. The closure will affect 600 employees. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.